This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget our web address is www.philhendryshow.com, and the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2004 CD is available now on our website for sale, and all the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. On the line with us tonight is Larry Grover, the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, one of the more active groups in the election of President Bush, and you guys have been celebrating. I want to get kind of a perspective now, a week and a half after. How you feeling?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, Phil. For us, this has been a great win by the threat. And I don't know if your listeners know this or not, but the news has just reached us that with the absentee ballots being counted, President Bush's popular vote total has reached 60 million votes. His winning percentage now is 3%, 51 to 48%. It's just been a resounding victory and one that we're very, very gratified by.
Well, I know I heard a couple of people inside your organization that the celebrating, it hasn't gotten dangerous, a little controversial.
No, we're feeling, there's nothing dangerous about what we're doing. I take a little bit of exception to that. I don't know who you spoke to.
Well, let me tell you, because I heard this secondhand. Are you guys tailgating people with Kerry bumper stickers?
No, let's get back to the election's over, and I remarked to Mark Chris, who is on our executive committee, that I still see Kerry Edwards bumper stickers on cars out there, and I'm sure your listeners listening to you right now do too. And the election's over, and these people are still driving around trying to get Kerry elected. So I don't know what their mindset is. But so I was with Mark Chris and Gene Drysdale from our executive committee, and we had just left our meeting this past Monday, and I saw a car on my right, and we were on the 101, and this car had the Kerry Edwards bumper sticker, and I said to Mark, see, that's what I'm talking about. And he nodded as if to say, you know, now I understand. So it was Gene who said, let's have a little bit of fun. So I got in behind this guy, and it was actually a couple of young guys. And I got in behind him, and I turned on my brights and started flicking them on and off. We're just letting off a little bit of steam and letting these Kerry people know that, you know, their guy lost and our guy won.
Yeah, but you continued to follow these guys as they tried to get over to the right. Isn't that right?
No, what we do, I don't know who you spoke with.
Well, I talked to Paul Cummings over there, who said that you guys were following these dudes with a Kerry bumper sticker.
No, what we did was they started moving. Paul wasn't in the car, so I don't know where he heard the story. But what we did was they started moving over to the right-hand lane. We followed them off the freeway. We didn't do anything other than just follow them with a bright side, and they looked a little scared. So when we went by them, I think it was Mark who stuck his hand out the window and flipped them off, and we went back to the freeway. One of the things I think you need to understand.
See, that sounds hostile to me, and it sounds a little bit it sounds a little dangerous.
No, you know, it's not. You need to understand this campaign. The only hostility in this campaign has been the unrelenting hostility that's been directed at President Bush. We're letting off a little bit of steam. Because, again, you got to understand the mindset of people who would still drive around with a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker on their car a week and a half after the election. That's real different, in my opinion. A week and a half after the election's over, they're still driving around with a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker. Now, what kind of a mind must a man have to be driving around with a bumper sticker?
Well, there are people who want to continue to show who their man was. They're proud of it.
And, all right, I understand that. But we get to show who our man was.
By flipping people off?
We got in behind these two guys and hit the brights. Let me tell you another story. Over in Garden Grove, I was with Sal Jacoby and his wife, and I know you know Sal.
Yes, I do.
And we were going out to dinner, and I was with a young lady, and Sal was with Mary Beth, his wife. And as I was getting off the freeway, we were on the Santa Ana, on the 5, I saw one of these SUVs. Now it's got a Kerry sticker, okay, on the back of the SUV. And this is California, so let me tell you, you see them all over the place. And so this SUV pulls into the lot of the Toreador, which was the restaurant we were going to. So I'm not following this guy at all. So I see who gets out of the car, and it's what you expect. It's some woman in her 40s or 50s. She's got a real sour look on her face. And I had the kid valet my car, so I went over to her vehicle, and I had a felt marker in the trunk, and I wrote loser right after the word Kerry on the sticker. Now, before you say anything...
See, to me, that's juvenile.
No, wait a minute. Before you say it, I categorically reject, Phil, that it's juvenile. I'll tell you why. This president has been subjected to more outrageous slander and misrepresentation than any president in my memory. And I wrote loser on her bumper sticker. The sticker comes off. It isn't going to damage her car. And it serves the purpose of getting that person to wake up and take the idiotic thing off of their car.
All right, I'm talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. you guys are having a little bit of fun driving around and flipping the brights on and off behind people with Kerry bumper stickers. And as I said, many people still want to show who their man was and that they're still proud of their choice. And that's why they keep the sticker on there.
Well, I mean, what is the mindset of a person who a week and a half after the election's over, they're still driving around with a sticker on their car trying to get the guy elected? I mean, that's, to me, that's real, real strange.
Larry, the L.A. Times had a story, if I could move on to something else. The L.A. Times had a news story about one of your members following a woman off the freeway for a mile and a half up into West Hills. She apparently had a Kerry sticker on her car. And this guy, Paul Coast...
Yeah, I know Paul, and I also know what really happened. Okay?
All right, well, you know what really happened. But let me tell you, the Times says that he followed this woman with a Kerry sticker on her car. Times says for a mile or so off the freeway until she turned into a highway patrol substation, absolutely frightened to her life.
I don't know what the point of the story is, Phil, other than to do what the L.A. Times does, which is to make up the news.
Mr. Coast had followed her for quite some time on the freeway, blinking his brights on and off and flipping her off, and he followed her off the freeway. She was scared to death.
Look, Paul had no intention of hurting her, and he told the police officer that, and I want to say also, this is typical of a Kerry supporter to be anti-cop until you need one, and then you go running to a CHP substation and have these guys go chase Paul down the hill. And he didn't do anything. He flipped his brights on and off, and I asked the arresting officer, because I had to, Ben Nilton, and I had to go down and post Paul's bond. I asked him, I said, doesn't it make you sick to your stomach to have to jail a Bush supporter and protect a Kerry supporter who on any other day is anti-cop? And I also asked him about the bumper sticker. Isn't that a provocation?
Well, how can that be a provocation? Are you talking about the bumper sticker being a provocation? It's designed to express political...
Well, look, the election for president was over when Ohio returned blue. From that point on, people riding around with Kerry stickers on their cars are trying to provoke something, and they want to get something started. And it's a testament to Bush supporters that all we're doing is having some fun, blinking our brights, tossing people a bird, and scribbling on their precious bumper stickers. Holy jeez. You would think...
Well, I disagree with you when you say that people driving around with Kerry and Edwards stickers are trying to provoke.
Well, what else do you call it? The guy lost on November the 2nd is still driving around. They're trying to get something going. And we're not taking the bait. All we're doing is flipping the brights on and off.
Well, the lady that's... When you follow a single woman off of the freeway for a mile and a half until she has to pull into a substation...
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear all of this because Paul didn't do a thing to her. All he did was follow her.
Didn't he flip his brights on and off?
He flipped his brights on and off. And the last time I checked, that's not a good... Again, we deserve to be able to celebrate this election somehow, but the Kerry people don't want us to because they don't want us to have a good time with the fact that they got their rear ends whooped. They didn't think they would. They thought they were going to win this thing going away. They wake up in the morning and they find out that they've gotten their rear ends kicked six ways to sunset. And, you know, and then they want everybody to just shut up about it and not say anything. So we're having a couple of laughs. But I can tell you again, and I will ask your audience, what kind of a mind does a human being have who's still trying to get Kerry elected by running around with a bumper sticker on that says Kerry Edwards, and the election was over a week and a half ago?
I try to explain that to you.
Well, you tried to, but the key word there is you tried.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County on, as he calls it, letting off a little bit of steam. You were following behind some guys, flipping the brights on and off. This guy, Paul Coast, was following behind somebody, flipping the brights on and off. You took out a felt marker and wrote loser after the word Kerry on the bumper sticker.
All of these, I suppose you're going to try to characterize all of these as some kind of a capital crime. Look, Phil, what we're doing...
No, it's not. It could be seen as vandalism. And
okay. You know, you sound like a Kerry supporter now. You really do.
No, I'm trying to see this from both sides, which is the way I'm supposed to do it.
All right, you can do it the way you're supposed to do it. Let me do it the way I'm supposed to do it. Some guy driving out there with a Kerry Edwards sticker, so I drive by the guy and I flip him the bird. You call that some sort of a Scott Peterson mass murder. I call it having a little bit of a laugh.
Flipping somebody on, man. You know that person, if you flip on the wrong person, they're liable to chase you down?
The wrong guy, yeah, you're absolutely right. But I'm flipping on somebody who supports Kerry and Edwards, and I doubt very seriously whether the kind of individual that would that Kerry drew to vote for him is the kind of guy that's you know, going to get physical when you flip him off. Plus, you have to understand, he knows that he deserves it because he still has that sticker on his car, and he might as well have a sign on the back of his car that says, F you, George Bush. For all of that sign, that bumper sticker, the good that it's doing, you might as well just have a thing that says, George Bush can rot in hell. And I just don't buy it.
Well, I don't buy that that's what it says.
Well, if you'd been in a car with us the other night, you would have had a couple of laughs.
I don't see how that's funny, and I don't see how it's adult. Chasing people around who have carry stickers on their cars, flipping them off, flipping your brights on and off, and scaring them half to death. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County on the aftermath of the election. He is obviously a Bush supporter. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I think people should be allowed to keep their bumper stickers on their car as long as they want. If it says Kerry Edwards, it says Kerry Edwards. If you want to keep talking about who you're supporting, I think that's totally legitimate. To be flipped off or to be chased and have the brights flashed in your rearview mirror because you got a Kerry Edwards sticker, a little much. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back in a moment.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You're going to
do that.
You're out in the... Larry Grover's with you. Are you out in the car right now?
We're out right now, Phil, yeah. And look, I want to say this, and I want to say it as clearly as I can. We're not out here trying to hurt anybody. We're just looking for Kerry and Edwards bumper stickers, and we're reminding them that they have that ridiculous thing still on their car. That's all we're doing.
You don't see... How chasing a young woman...
I understand how a young lady might be frightened, but he didn't do anything. He flipped his brights on and off.
Followed her all the way to a CHP substation.
Yeah, and then she turns around and has him arrested. And, you see, these are Kerry people. They hate cops until they need one. All right? And that's what I said to that CHP guy. I said, doesn't it make you want to puke your guts out having to put a Bush supporter in jail and protect a Kerry supporter? And
what did he say?
You know, he shrugged his shoulders like he's a cop. What's he going to say?
All right, 1-800...
I mean, cops, who can figure him?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with us. Since the defeat of John Kerry, they've been out in traffic, honking at, putting their brights on and off behind Kerry stickers, flipping them off. How old are you, Larry?
I suppose you're going to say that I'm juvenile.
No, just how old are you?
I'm 37.
37 years old, riding around with your pals, flipping people off.
Phil, you can characterize it any way you want. We're letting off some steam and we're not hurting anybody. And how dare you say that I'm juvenile when it's the Kerry supporters who are so stupid they can't figure out he lost.
I told you why they got the sticker still in their car. Let me go over here to Sally. Sally, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, I just really don't think it matters. This whole country is based on freedom of speech. If people want to drive around with Kerry Edwards stickers for the next 20 years, then they are entitled to do so. It doesn't matter that he lost the election. No, it doesn't.
Well, all right, but what's wrong with me? Tonight, I'll tell you what we're doing right now, Sally. We're up on a 210 freeway, and when I see a Kerry bumper sticker, I've got a kind of a PA here that's not working right now. I guess you can hear the feedback on it.
Hey, loser!
All right, a car just went by us right now at 8.
So what are you doing?
I got the PA out the window and called him a loser. Big deal.
That is so immature. Do you not have anything better to do with your time than to do this?
We are
in a war right now when you are riding around yelling at people.
No, ma'am, this is...
Even though they could possibly support our troops who are overseas. Just because you have a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker does not mean you don't support the fact that President Bush... is our president.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now, I'd have to disagree with you there, Sally.
A Kerry Edwards bumper sticker
means you hate President Bush?
That is not true.
Oh, come on. You people hate it.
I voted for Senator Kerry. Would you let me finish? I voted for Senator Kerry.
Well, ma'am,
you know what?
I know you people hate our president.
He did not win. but I accept the fact that President Bush is my president, and I will support him in any decision he makes because he is my leader.
Hold on for a minute. Would you not do that while you're on the air with us, Ted?
I saw another sticker. I want to ask Sally something. You know full well, as a Kerry supporter, you people hated President Bush, and you wanted to see him dead.
And that
no, no, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
I don't know where you are.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me, did you see that article in The Guardian in Britain? They said, "Where John Wilkes Booth, where are you now?" You didn't hear that? That was for Kerry people.
You all want to kill Senator Kerry, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to kill Kerry, because if he did, who'd notice? But President Bush,
Lord.
Look at. Hold on for a minute.
Loser, let's get the sticker off your car, you stupid.
See, that's what I'm trying.
Don't you feel a little stupid?
No, I do not.
You should.
Well, Sally, as a Kerry supporter, you're just upset because you're probably still driving around with a sticker on your car trying to get him elected.
You know what? No, I'm not. I don't have a sticker on my car. I never had a sticker on my car. But if someone wants to drive around with one on their car, then that's fine because this country is based on freedom of speech. And if they want to do that, that's fine. And they should not have to drive around in fear that some crazy lunatic like you is going to come up and blight them. You know,
well, ma'am, I'm not hurting anybody.
Way.
I'm not hurting
but
anybody.
It doesn't matter that you're not hurting anybody. I'm sure you're not going to. I don't think that you are. I'm not even trying to insinuate that you are a violent man.
I have to ask my guest not to do that while you're on the air with us talking to a caller.
I'm sorry.
This is so rude.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah, the Kerry supporters, they're the ones that called President Bush a liar and all of this. Now they're saying we're rude. Look, Sally, you're a nice lady. I'm sure you're, you know, all that and a bag of chips, too. But the fact is our president deserves to get a little bit of payback. There goes another one. I'm not allowed to say anything. Is that right, Mr. Henry?
I'd rather you not.
I've seen about 3 Kerry stickers.
I support President Bush. You know what? I do. I support everything.
How can you say that?
It doesn't mean
how can you say that when days before the election, Kerry supporters wanted Bush dead?
Whoa, man. Where are you?
Oh, they all did. You know that. Look, I can't resist this. This guy's got 2 of them.
Hey, jackass, Kerry lost.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're actually funny, Ted.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, first of all, my name's Larry.
I'm sorry. I mean Larry.
And secondly, you may think I'm funny, but I believe so very much in this president and his historic mission. There goes another one. Sally, you're a nice lady, and I don't mean anything personal to you, but you don't have the sticker on your car, which tells me you've got more brains than the average Kerry supporter.
All right, Sally, look, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, moving over to Beth. Beth, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
You know what? I cannot believe I'm hearing what I'm hearing from your mouth. If I was driving down the road and I started getting followed with my kids in the car, and you're following me, I'd be scared to death. I don't care what sticker I have on my car.
That's what I'm trying to say, Ted. A woman.
This lady that Paul Coast followed did not have children in the car. She was some broad. I don't mean broad, but she was just, who knows, you know, driving around.
It's not just that, though. It's the idea that, you know what, it doesn't matter what side of what opinion you have. If you've got a sticker on your car, there's going to be nut jobs like this Larry guy driving around thinking, oh, hey, she's got a sticker for kids on board. I'm going to go follow her, scratch up her car.
What? What are you talking about? I say kids on board. I said Kerry stickers.
The point is, but there are nut jobs like you for every opinion.
Ma'am, we don't have
to agree with anybody.
Ma'am, conservatives of Kern County does not have anything problem with women who are mothers.
Oh,
we got a problem with John Kerry.
There are plenty of people who have a problem if you have an opinion on the.
Because Kerry lost. You still got the sticker on here, you stupid.
I just think that it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, you'd say that again?
If you're listening to people, you would hear what she said instead of monkeying around with that bullhorn.
Listen, every single time that somebody has an opinion, you are going to be the person out there, because you don't like their opinion, scratching up their car, marking up their car, following them on the road.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, what, Ted?
All right, just hold on for a minute. Hey. Phil, hold on. Hey, sir? Sir? Right here. Sir? Hi, right, how you doing? Hey, stupid, you know that Terry lost last Tuesday? Huh?
Yeah.
By the way, you still have a sticker on your car, you dumbass.
He drove away. You know, Phil, one of the things...
Dumbass? See, that's harassment. That's insulting.
Oh, since when have we got asses so tender around here that we can't take a little bit of ribbing over the fact that we still got a carry sticker on our car, even though the guy... It's a week and a half.
What do you want people to do, man? The day after the election, go out and razor blade it off?
Well, what's the point of driving around with it on? Hi, I think I'd like you to vote for John Kerry. Oh, I'm sorry, the election's over. Man.
The fact that...
No, really, to me, it is the height of arrogance, thinking that you can still get the guy... Because you realize there's some people out there still holding out hope that they'll find some absentee ballot someplace, they'll find a collection of ballots stuffed behind a sofa somewhere, and they'll be just enough to push him over the top. You know that, don't you?
I think there's a few extreme clowns out there, yeah, but most people have accepted the outcome of this election, including John Kerry himself. 1-800-449-8686. On with me is... Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We're talking about the aftermath of the Bush election. You're driving around, Ted. You say having fun and letting off steam by flipping off people who have carry stickers, flashing your brights on and off, and now you got a bullhorn in the car yelling at them and calling them dumbasses and losers. And you don't consider that to be juvenile or harassing.
I'll tell you what was juvenile. Calling the President of the United States... comparing him to Hitler, that's not only juvenile, that's so stupid, I don't even know where to begin with it. And I don't think there's anything we're doing that's as bad as that.
I would agree that the comparison to Hitler was idiotic, too. 1-800-449...
Well, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. You think I don't agree? I don't ever agree with you, Larry. I do.
Well, tonight you seem to be taking the side of these Kerry people who, on any other given night, would be happy to hear that President Bush has come down with AIDS.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm not kidding you. On any other night, these Kerry supporters would be skipping with glee if they heard that Bush had a heart attack. That's what we're dealing with here. That's right. Hold on for a minute. Hey. Hold on.
Ted, I want to get to some calls.
No, hold on. You got to hear. Wait a minute.
Hey. Hey, you. What's that on the back of your car? I think it says, to John Kerry as the president. It does?
He drove away. Hello?
I'm here. 1-800-449-8686. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Larry.
Rhonda.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Larry, this is Rhonda. I'm in Las Vegas. And a couple of points. First of all, I'm a diehard Bush supporter. Excuse me, sir.
Yes,
would you
ma'am,
like
I'm
to at
you.
Least do a courtesy and show a little respect?
Yes, ma'am,
here.
I'm listening to you. Just feedback from the bullhorn. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, a little bit of respect. I am a Bush... Excuse me. I am a Bush supporter.
Just turn it off,
he
Ted.
I'm trying to turn it off. Hold on.
Turn it off, man.
This guy's unbelievable.
It's off.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Show a little respect here. I am a diehard Bush supporter. That is my president. I support every action in regards to the war, in regards to terrorism and everything else that he has done. And I am ashamed to have you as part of my party, and I guarantee you my president would not condone your actions of retribution.
Very well
and
said.
If a crazy person followed me down a highway, flashing their lights and flipping me off, you are damn straight I would go straight to a police station. I'm a human being. Show me some damn respect.
I'm not going to do anything to you, Rhonda. You're a Bush supporter, and you're not a Kerry supporter, so stupid you got the sticker on the car.
But why does
That's
that person...
right, but there's a better way to act like that. I'm ashamed to have you as part of my party.
All right, well, what's
and
wrong with what we're doing tonight?
My president probably would be ashamed to have you doing this.
All right, but
in his name.
Right,
how dare you embarrass us this way?
Well, hold on. Let's say everything you're saying is correct, all right? Let's say we don't follow women down the road anymore. What's wrong with
not
the bullhorn?
Not just women, people, anyone.
What's wrong with the bullhorn? What's wrong
I am
with
not,
you?
Let me tell you something. I'm 36 years old, and I can find a better way to fight stupidity and support for Kerry other than to stooping to their level and acting like an idiot.
Ted, I want to say something to you. The last time I pulled stuff like this, I was like 16.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we go. Now I'm being juvenile. Is that it?
And Jerry,
but you are. I'm ashamed. That I'm embarrassed. And I bet you if Mr. Bush were to hear this, our wonderful president,
when can a man have a little bit of fun in this world? After 3 years of trying to get this man reelected, President Bush, a man that we all love.
It scares me that you think it's fun to scare other people.
I'm not scared. I'm just, look, here comes a guy here. Hold on.
But you are scaring
him. Hold on.
Whether you want to admit that or not, you are scaring them.
Hold on. This is some old guy. Look at this.
Unbelievable. And that right there shows the amount of respect he has for himself or any other human being.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ashamed.
You're scared of some old guy.
I am truly ashamed, and there's a better way to fight politics than to be as nasty as this.
But, Rhonda, these Kerry people wanted our president dead from cyanide poisoning.
Oh, come on.
You are way far down a road making way too many assumptions. There may have been some idiot out there that spoke those type of words, but that doesn't mean every supporter out there agrees.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you're a much better person than me. You're more forgiving than me. These Kerry supporters, I think we ought to make them bleed, and I mean bleed from every hole, because...
Oh, would you watch your language?
Oh, my goodness. I'm ashamed, and I bet my president is ashamed.
Are you following that old man? Leave him alone.
Hold on for a minute.
What are you going
to do? What's your culpability when you scare a little person driving down the road and they have a heart attack?
Exactly.
I hope, sir, that you get sued.
All right. Rhonda, thank you so much for your call. Very good call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Kay. Hi, Kay. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Hi, Larry.
Yes, ma'am.
What right do you have harassing people and damaging their property?
Well, I didn't damage anybody's property.
This is America. It's a free country. You can believe as you wish. You can leave your bumper sticker on all year if you want. You can leave your Christmas lights on your house all year if you want without worrying about someone coming and harassing you and making you feel bad because you just happen to like
it. Let me ask something. What property did I damage?
You touched her car.
That's not damaging her property. That's not damaging her property, touching her car.
Well,
but you wrote on her bumper sticker.
You have no right infringing or touching her car.
Did I really write on her bumper sticker? Oh,
that's
my God. It must be worth 50 cents.
I don't care. It's a free country, and
of course it's a free country.
We don't need people like you harassing us for having our own...
Are you a Democrat? No? You vote for Kerry? I guess you can take that sticker off now because you're a loser.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was good. You should have seen the look the guy gave me.
I think there's a law against driving while distracted.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, Mr.
Henry.
I think you
can get a ticket for that.
These losers that are driving around with their Kerry stickers, somebody ought to remind... You know, the morning after the election, I'll never forget...
Another thing, I saw this guy driving down the road. All wrong because...
Turn that thing off.
Not everybody wished Bush ill.
What? Everybody that voted for Kerry wanted Bush to come down with a case of beriberi.
Absolutely, in a world of your own, because that's not the real world.
Hold on for a minute.
That's totally...
There's a guy here that wants me to pull over. I'll pull over. Tell him I'll pull over.
Larry, you're going to get hurt.
This guy is going to get a ticket.
All right, Kay, thank you for your call.
He's going to cause somebody to have an accident.
He's acting like he's a juvenile out on Colorado Boulevard, and it's New Year's Eve. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's your caller there. What does he know about Bush? Bush knew about those high explosives being stolen out of Iraq.
Hey, listen, Todd, why don't you do us all a favor, huh? Go vote for Kerry a few more 1,000 times. Maybe he'll get elected.
Can you say anything positive about this whole thing? Say something positive.
I'm going to say something positive. Bush got elected.
No. Say something positive about everybody in the United States. Everybody.
Okay, everybody in the United States isn't you.
Well, that's negative. Now, I'm going to tell you something that Bush knew, but he didn't tell the people in the United States.
Hey, Todd, it's all over. It's old news, pal.
I'm talking.
Old news. Hey, hold on. Here comes
that
old guy.
See, that's a Bush. That's a Bush boy. You got to interrupt.
Hey, Pops. You know the Kerry got? Yeah.
No, that's a Bush boy. No, don't be a Bush. Be a listener.
I can't hear what anybody's saying here, all right?
Well, this guy's just babbling.
No, I'm not talking. You're not.
All right, listen. Todd, before you vote for Kerry, can you take the sweat sock off your cell phone next time you use it?
I started first. Now listen.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
What happened to the caller?
I hung up on him.
How can you hang up on him? Drew, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, I want to ask you a question. I'm in the service, and I voted for Kerry. What do you think of me?
What part of the service?
You're in support of the service. You just
What part of the service are you in?
I'm in the Coast Guard.
Okay, well, why don't you go inflate somebody's inner tube?
What is that supposed to mean?
He's in the Coast Guard.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't you give swimming lessons?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just came off of a 110-foot patrol craft that was in Iraq for a year. So
I thought you guys. I thought you guys gave swimming lessons.
Oh, I cannot believe you. I cannot believe you. You're a diehard Bush fan. You're supposed to support the troops, right? That's what Bush is about.
I do. I support the troops, not some guy to give swimming lessons.
You're telling me to go blow up rafts. Larry, you're telling me to blow up rafts.
Drew, I support the troops, not lifeguards.
What are you calling the Coast Guard? Lifeguards?
Well, ain't that what they do?
Are you an idiot or something? The guy just said he was deployed to Iraq.
To do what? Monitor the beaches?
No. Hey, listen. Listen to me. There's 10 100-foot patrol boats over there. And 2 378-foot boats over there. Right now.
You know what? If you don't stop that with that bullhorn, I am hanging up on you.
All right. I just want to ask this guy, Drew. Doesn't the Coast Guard save beach whales? Isn't that what you guys do?
The man just said he was deployed to Iraq. All right. Do you understand?
You're not listening to me. That's fine. You know what? Educate yourself. Go online. Educate yourself.
The only time I go online, my man, it ain't to go visit the Coast Guard website. I can tell you that.
Okay, obviously not, because I don't think you understand what Homeland Security is. Isn't that what the Coast Guard does?
Well, if you voted for Kerry, neither do you. Hey, let me ask you something. Is it hard shooting a harpoon?
You're amazing.
Really?
You're amazing.
What, are you guys mad at me?
Yes, I'm mad at you. The man's a member of the United States military. Can I have a little respect for him?
Are you serious?
Yes!
He's in the Coast Guard, really?
Yes!
No, I really am in the Coast Guard. Look me up. Hey, you know what? I don't know. Am I allowed to give my name?
Don't do it, man. You're going to get a bunch of freaks out there.
All right, whatever. But the point is this. I would never disgrace the country by coming on this radio station saying that I'm in the Coast Guard if I'm not. I am.
You already disgraced the country by voting for Kerry.
Will you let this guy finish?
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Oh, Drew, you voted for a guy that would have gotten you shot right in the back. Good thing that, better people prevailed over your vote. Hey, have you ever seen a great white shark?
Will you listen to this man and quit mocking him?
Hey, Larry, if you noticed, I stopped talking and you start talking.
Yeah, what do you want?
I saw you doing my car.
What did I do?
I saw you.
I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, I saw you doing my car.
I didn't do anything to your car.
Yeah, you did.
Are you hearing this?
I have no idea what's going on.
You remember that guy that said he was going to pull over for him?
Yes.
I think he just got his ass kicked. You there, Drew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, sir, and say what you wanted to say. Maybe we can actually hear it without that idiot.
Okay, here's the point. My point's simple. At the beginning, I wasn't even going to mention I was in the Coast Guard, but I wanted to see what he thought of the service.
I'm trying to mess with my ass.
Hang on, I want to see what happened to Larry.
Go ahead. And your comment is?
I just wanted to see what he thought of the military, that's all.
Okay.
And he proved his point. I'm glad there's people like him, because people like him are going to keep Republicans from being elected again. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm a Democrat, but you're
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat, too, but I just happened to vote for Bush.
Which is fine. There's
absolutely
nothing wrong with that.
All right, man.
I'll kick your ass. Please don't hurt me.